Time now for the NFL Eagles Report on 96.5 CKFM. Brought to you by Boots and Barrel Sports Bar in Innisfail. Standings, interviews, and upcoming schedules. You'll get it all here.
817 fans watched Game 6 of the Provincial Senior Men's AAA Semifinal Series last Sunday in Innisfail. They saw the team shake hands to end the series as the Stony Plain Eagles erased a 3-1 deficit to win 5-3 and capture the best-of-seven matchup 4-2. Here is post-series reaction from Sunday night with Innisfail's 22-year-old forward Zane Jones from Olds.
Joined by Zane Jones on the Innisfail Eagles Report this week. You guys wind up coming up short in the series to Stony Plain, but just what was this like out there?
It was a great experience for sure. Me hopping the lineup here in January 5th, I think around there, meeting a bunch of guys here. We had a great group, and we fell short, but a hell of a series for sure.
In the game here tonight, nice local goal to start things off. Dorowitz from Winther and Jones, but it looked like a great start for you guys at that point here tonight.
Yeah, I thought so too. The three of us are sitting beside each other in the room, and we knew if we had one chance to be in the back of the net. So, but sadly, we fell a little short though.
You guys get up 3-1, and maybe if you could have got the fourth one, could have hung on. What changed to allow them to come back?
I don't know. I think I don't want to blame anything, but the refs definitely had a factor for sure, but we can't be blaming on that. We have to bury our chances, and we can't let them be a factor, and that's what it came down to.
How about being able to join the team, as you said here? Not a whole lot you had as far as time to get ready for this. Is this something you want to do again next year, then?
Yeah, for sure. Who knows? I'm headed to Australia to play in the AIHL there for Newcastle North Stars. I head there at the end of April. And who knows, whatever happens next, I'm going to take everything in stride.
What did you learn from some of these guys here? Obviously, you got some players like Pete up in their 40s, and you got a great coach here with one of the Sutters as well.
Absolutely. I've learned a lot off the Vandermeers. They definitely bring the age up, but they're still young at heart. And I'll be totally honest with you, I've never wanted to play for a coach or play for a group of guys like Brian. I just go out there every night, just skate as hard as you can, work as hard as you can, and just win for the boys. That's all I want to do.
The Stony Plain Eagles now advance to take on the Lacombe Generals. What did you see from Stony Plain in this series that would lead you to believe that maybe they can be the team to knock off what's been an incredible run for the Generals over the last while?
Well, heck, I don't know. I don't really like either team, but I know for a fact I think Stony has got some bumps and bruises to carry in. They had a 6-game series against us, and Bentley or Lacombe kind of walked through Fort Sask. So it'll be whoever gets on each other first for sure.
Easily one of my favorite post-playoff series lost quotes ever. Zane Jones keeping it real on this week's edition of the Innisfail Eagles Report. Innisfail had fallen behind 3-2 in the series by dropping a 5-2 decision last Saturday in Stony Plain. The Southern Birds wound up losing all three road games in the best-of-seven matchup at the Glen Hall Centennial Arena by a combined total score of 18-6. While the Innisfail Eagles season is now over, up next for Stony Plain is the date with the defending provincial and Allen Cup champions, the Lacombe Generals, in the Alberta Final.
That's been this week's Innisfail Eagles Report, brought to you by Boots and Barrel Sports Bar in Innisfail. Tune in next week at the same time to hear more about your Innisfail Eagles on 96.5 CKFM.